How's everyone doing today? It's CJ Halleck with CJHalleck.com. It's the Daily Hustle Report for February 6th, 2019. Let's get to it. I'm here shining, cause I stay grinding. I'm out here shining, cause I stay grinding. All right, so jumping into it, it was go, go, go mentally for me from the get today. So it slipped my mind and I did not do the blog post. So there will be no blog post today. But I'm, I'm going to try to stick to it and continue doing at least the core video and the podcast. So here we are. Started the day off. And then there's a tip I want to like. Massive tip when it comes to being productive and having a good day. Do not check your email first thing in the morning. So I checked my email as soon as I woke up this morning to an email from a client, and it wasn't a negative email, but because I was half asleep and it was first thing as soon as I opened my eyes, like probably 5 minutes after I woke up, I checked my email and it could have been an issue, but the last line that brought the whole email together, I totally skipped out on. So for the first 45 minutes, hour and a half, however long it was, before I just decided to go back and look over the email again, I was like blood boiling on fire over nothing, right? So just... heads up, do not check your email first thing in the morning. It also, there's proven, statistics and stuff on why you get more productive when you don't do that. And, you have a more, productive, prosperous, like, successful, happier day. But anyways, on throughout the day, got a few things in the back end. I'm almost wrapped up. With all of the PowerPoints for the training, there's a few things I wanted to add to, I think it was 2 and 4, but it's basically, it'll be wrapped up either later tonight or first thing tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm going to get back to that today or not, considering that it's already almost 6 o'clock. But I ended up going out. I had a couple meetings today, so I really didn't get a lot of work done. But I had some good meetings, met with some good people. Got one of the meetings was for a nonprofit that I'm helping out. Cherished Mom. It's an amazing foundation focused on an amazing foundation to, for lack of a better term, help educate the market. Now, I'm going to butcher this, and Christina, if you're watching, I apologize. But it's helped to... educate the market on postpartum depression and things to that nature in that genre, and I'll just leave it at that. But they're planning on some stuff coming up, and I don't know how much they're public with yet, so I'm not going to say anything, but as soon as I get everything cleared and whatnot, I'll make sure to make an announcement on some of the stuff they have coming up, which is really cool, and you can help a lot of people through the organization. So I sat down with them, had another meeting, came home to Walnut with the longest time in his new cage. Wasn't a complete disaster, but it was still a mess that I didn't appreciate having to pick up. But it was a lot better than it used to be. So, but other than that, got first off, and this has nothing to do at all with work. But for those of you who enjoy hip hop and other genres as well. Missing You Crazy by Russ. While it's a good song on its own, he actually just released, I believe it was today. I know he did a video of him making the acoustic cover, that I think was released today. Let's see here. Published February. Yeah. So that was released earlier today. But I'm telling you right now, that acoustic cover has sparked some stuff inside of me, and I really want to, I think I want to actually do an acoustic album. like I want to partner with a few people, and I put a post up on Facebook asking who I know this musicians. First thing I want to do is I want to do an acoustic cover remix almost. I want to do it completely, you know, because the hook and the beat on that, I have a license for general use, but it's not like it's not an exclusive. So there's other people who are using that beat. But the message behind Another Life for me is one of my personal favorite songs because of the meaning and the gallons of water of tears that I shed while, you know, writing that song and the people that I lost that I dedicated, you know, the time to writing that song for. I want to do it justice. And while the original was a great version of it, and I really enjoyed putting that together, and I'm going to do a video for it and all that, still planning on it. I think an acoustic cover where I can actually put some emphasis, you know, and get, you know, I'm checking with a few people that I know, possibly redoing the hook and doing an acoustic cover of it, I think is going to be awesome. But anyways, I just had to throw that out there because right now, like I said, that acoustic Missing You Crazy remix or cover, whatever you want to call it, the acoustic version is what he has it titled on his video. Hands down, like, it made the playlist. As well as, and I do not have it open. I thought I did. I guess I don't. Anyways, I think it's called Stay by Post Malone. It's not a mumble rap. It's singing. So it's like an acoustic type track. Same feel as the Russ track. Super hot on the playlist right now with those two. But anyways, few things I wanted to cover. One of the things that I was able to do on Digitool Bag, and this is massive, right, is I am in the process, see if I can get this full screen, of putting out all this content for you guys, aside from the Blitz Challenge, prime example being the Instagram guide and the other guides to follow. Like, I'm going to be doing, I think, I'm almost positive at least, that I think it's the 27th or the 28th, I'm going to be releasing a, as long as everything goes accordingly, and I can get the research in between doing all the videos and stuff for you guys, I'm going to try to do a LinkedIn guide, similar to the Instagram guide. And so I'm going to go ahead and switch to the screen. This is the Instagram guide. And the thing that I was able to do today is, and you can see by the size of this how long this is, but the thing I was able to do, because some of these posts are really long, is this awesome feature. As you see here across the top, it actually shows a progress bar on where you are on the blog post. So it's something just for the people who, you know, if you come across some of my longer content, this really helps a lot. Just simply because, you know, people want to know how much is left, especially in a blog post like this that's so much text. You want to make sure that, you know, if you're on a time limit or something at work or whatever, you know, you don't want to be halfway through and then not know how, and then roll down and then you lose your spot. This will actually answer that. So, but that was one of the cool things that, let me go ahead and let's go with the countdown. Bam. But that's one of the things that, was really big for me, because I know a lot of the content that I have coming out for the Blitz Challenge is, long form. Right, like the Instagram guide, the LinkedIn guide, because all this stuff, you know, and I will be doing some updates on the Instagram guide, and this is stuff that's going to be part of the pre-launch content that I'm going to be putting out for you guys before the Blitz Challenge comes out, as well as a podcast, a couple special podcasts. The ones I have 100% for sure that are actually going to be going live before the Blitz Challenge is on the 25th. We're going to be doing, instead of the Daily Hustle Report, I might do it. I might also do the Daily Hustle Report. I just don't want to bombard you guys. You guys are already getting one podcast a day. But I will be doing on the 25th a Ray Higdon podcast, which is a small, quick interview I did with network marketing coach Ray Higdon. Amazing dude. And if you don't follow him in your network marketing, I do not know what you are doing with your life. Very important to go follow him. And then, of course, on the 27th is the Gary Vee podcast, which is a collection of interviews that I've done with him over the years. Kind of pick and choose the answers and the different questions and stuff that I put into the podcast. Other than that, I think that's it on the podcast. But as far as the launch stuff, like I said, just that little bar thing on the Instagram, you know, on the Digital Bag blog posts. And it's a really, you know, really easy process if you're interested in putting that on your site. And I'll do a blog post on it as well. But it's just a reading progress bar. At Whodunit is the developer. So it's, you know, it's free in the WordPress library, plugin library, or repository, or whatever it's called. And you plug it in, a couple quick settings, and you're done. So if you're interested in that, I'm not sure I'll be able to get to it before the challenge launches, just simply because of the amount of stuff that I'm putting in it, but I'm going to do my best. I'll try to get it live before then. All depend. Like I said, I got to finish going through, and getting the video stuff together and all that fun stuff, and then hope that post edit doesn't take too long. So I'm not stuck, you know, rushing the day before, the launch, I guess it was the 28th, losing my mind trying to wrap everything up. But that being said, I think that was about it. But yeah, like I said, and of course I did a couple hours for client work, had some punch lists from some clients to wrap up on some sites. Still working, you know, for those of you who are following along with the Gary Vee content strategy that I've been doing. I've talked to a lot of people about it and shared some stuff on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Right now, it seems like there's a massive growth in engagement. You know, this makes, aside from the weekend, I wasn't able to do it over the weekend, but, you know, I'm going in, you know, halfway through week two of doing a daily video. And at this point, I think my Facebook engagement, while it's not a lot of numbers, the actual percentage growth was like, I don't want to say massive, but I think it was like 260-something%, something like that, 265% or something, which is massive, right? Even if it is, you know, 50, 60 people that are watching through and engaging, liking, sharing, commenting, whatever, it's a lot more than what it was. And since, you know, last few years, I really haven't been that active on social media compared to what I should be and the way I have been in the past. So I think this is a good way to get me back into it and get ready to start using this stuff to kind of pre-frame to get you guys ready for the Blitz Challenge. It's just something I'm really, really having fun with. Looking at everything, getting ready for the Blitz Challenge. And I'll keep pointing to it. And if you want to share the Blitz Challenge, you can just simply share blitzchallenge.com. That'll redirect over to the actual Blitz Challenge page on DigiToolBag. Just quick FYI. But, so I'm getting some good engagement. I'm getting some good feedback. Last week, I passed 4,000 streams on the podcast. May not seem like a lot, but one is more than zero, right? And to have 4,000 streams, and I think, if I remember correctly, I actually believe this is technically, I think this is the 100th episode of the podcast since I started on Anchor.fm. I'm going to log in and double check on that. But if so, we have reason to celebrate. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Guess what? It is. So this is the 100th episode since I've been doing podcasts through Anchor.fm. If you interested in doing which I mean, I've had almost 500 total plays just in the last like three or four episodes. So, I mean, but, if you're interested in doing a podcast, I will be doing a blog post on it, but let me tell you right now, it's super easy. Go to your phone, open up your phone and download the Anchor FM app. Anchor. And when it loads, you'll have a little plus sign at the bottom. You plus that, and you can literally hit the record button and start recording the podcast directly on your phone. If you have the Apple headset or whatever headphones, you can plug it in, hit record, and go. And then from the app itself, you can pull up music library, like free to use, background music that you can put behind you talking and all this, a whole bunch of stuff on the app, on the go, right with your phone. Or you can, you know, record it, you know, as far as what I'm doing, I'm recording this using Open Broadcast software. And that's how I'm doing all the fancy, you know, picture-in-picture, switching from camera to intros and outros. Like, all this is recorded live. I don't do any post-edit to these. While I should, I don't. You know, and that's how I'll end up with, you know, I'm going at 17 minutes right now, so I apologize for the rambling. But I'll go through and record it here. As soon as I hit stop recording, see if I can do this screen. Okay. Once I'm here, I click stop recording and it automatically will save it. There we go. It'll automatically save it into its own file directly on my desktop without me having to touch anything. So from there, I upload it to YouTube. I upload it to Facebook. Once it's finished, you know, and of course, I'll pull up, you know, like the I'll create a thumbnail for it and write the description and all that. But once it's finished uploading on YouTube, I'll then go in and plug it into a site. It's ytmp3.cc. And you plug in the URL for the YouTube video, and I'll actually shoot you out a download link to download the MP3. And so I'll do that, and then I'll take that, upload it as the podcast. So when I'm doing this, you know, and it goes through, the cool thing with Anchor is it'll actually syndicate distribute your content for you, your podcast for you. So when you actually go in, let's see if I can get this open here. Here we go. Back to the screen. All right. So when you submit through Anchor, it automatically will distribute your podcast to all of these platforms. So it's on Spotify, it's on Podbean, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, everything. And it does that without actually having to do any extra work. So basically, when I'm going through these videos each night, of course, I have If This Then That that will share my videos. Instead of me going out and, because I'm going to, as soon as something publishes, I'm going to go to my Facebook and say, hey, I just uploaded a video on YouTube, check it out. Hey, on Twitter, hey, I just uploaded today's video or whatever, right? I'm going to do that anyways. I decided to automate that. Especially, you know, on Twitter, I automate a lot of things as far as those one-off tweets like that. When I upload a new video, I'll use If This Then That to share the video on Twitter. So with all that in mind, between the shares through If This Then That, the uploads between Facebook and YouTube, and then the Anchor distribution level, depending on the video, if it's a short video and the primary concern or focal point around the content is business, and the video is under 10 minutes, I'll also upload the video to LinkedIn. So, and depending on how you do it, you can get 15, 20, upwards of 35 pieces of content out of one video. And this is something that I do at the end of every night, just kind of sharing how my day went. And I highly recommend, if you're in the field of trying to build personal brand, go ahead and do the same thing. It's not expensive to start. You can do it directly from your phone if you wanted to. Of course, the intro videos and stuff like that. Luckily, I've been doing the After Effects, you know, fancy videos and templates and stuff through them. Logo reveals, stuff like that for years. So I didn't have to pay anyone for that. But if you do, you can go on Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And literally find someone that you can pay $5 or $20 and get a killer video intro and outro for your video, your vlog. Other than that, I have a circle light, ring light that I have set up on a tripod. I already own the tripod, so that didn't cost me anything. The circle light I got off of Wish, the shopping app. I think it was like $9, maybe $10. It took about 2 weeks to get to me, but you know, compared to getting the same one on Amazon for $50, I decided to try this one. And it goes in different colors. Like, you can do the adjust the brightness up and down on it. Goes super, super, super bright. And you can also change the color. So it's got like a, you know, different yellowish type tints, or you can do the white, which is the, like the daylight white, which is what I use. What else? My microphone. Let's see if I can do this without causing you guys too much of a headache. I record on a Blue Yeti. The pop filter I got for $5 on Wish. The Blue Yeti is like $199. But you can actually use, they came out a couple of months ago, I think, maybe even weeks, not long ago, they came out with that Blue Nano, which is basically the same concept as the Yeti without all the extra pattern settings, which is this one right here, which basically is the pattern and the direction that the microphone picks up audio. So with the Blue, you can adjust it to do a person in front and back. You can set it in the middle of the table and have it pick up audio from all four sides. There's a lot of things you can do with those patterns. So that's where this stands out. But the Nano is like $100. And for this, same quality from what I can tell as far as the reviews that I've read so far. Other than that, I use OBS. It's a free software. And while I have all this fancy audio equipment and stuff, I don't use any of it. I don't post edit. I don't do none of that. Pals tea. Plain tea, not sweet. Not trying to kill myself. I'm a diabetic. But yeah, other than that, the hardest part of this is knowing when to shut up. And understanding the scenes and sources in OBS. Once you get those set up, you can run through a show, intros, outros, do fancy, you know, little countdown clocks, which is just a, I did this as basically a page on the digitoolbag.com that is just displaying. Like, I did one, and I think I took it off. I did. But I did one with Lion's Order to test it. Same basic concept. There's a lot of stuff you can do with the software, but other than that, like I said, you have to know when to shut up, and it's past my time to shut up. So I hope everybody has had an amazing day. Like I said, just in closing, it's been a great day. got to meet a couple good people. Yeah, just ready to go stuff my face because we've had food in the oven for about an hour now. So, yeah, y'all have a good one. Be great. Stay boosted. That's key. And don't forget, visit stayboosted.com for all your motivational swag. You can grab t-shirts. Yeah, I'm going to keep talking. I have t-shirts. I have hoodies. If you go to stayboosted.com/shop or just click on shop in the header when you get on Stay Boosted, you can see I got some pillows, t-shirts, hoodies, canvas prints, coffee cups, just different quotes and phrases, just a little positive stuff. That would help me out a lot if you're interested in anything like that. Feel free to grab a hoodie or t-shirt. It would really mean the world to me if you would support me and do that. And then, of course, if you're on the homepage, grab the book. You can go straight by the book, and this will take you over to Amazon. And then from here, any of the books, any support at all would be helpful. I have the Success Planner, which is at $10. The Web Design Workbook, I would recommend not buy this. Ding, ding, ding. I never thought I'd say that. Because the Blitz Challenge is going to get its own workbook that's going to have a lot more in it. But like I said, the Stay Boosted, the Life Books, Reach for the Stars, the Password Logbook, and then, of course, the new book, Naming a Brand Book, which is a very basic workbook, if you will, on coming up with a brand for a name for your business or your brand. And that one went live yesterday. So, and of course, I'm working on the other ones. Got everything mapped out for a book a month through November. I'm not sure what I'm doing on December. And then I have one set for January and February, but they're there for a reason. But yeah, so please feel free to support. And don't forget, March 1st, I'll say technically it'll be available to start everything at 7, but the actual festivities for the day will start around 9 o'clock with a live video, as well as, like I said, I'm going to be doing some giveaways. I may do a pop-up, looking at a couple different locations where I might just go pop up and set up for the day. Coffee shop, there's a few different places I'm looking at, and just sit there and work. Keep my MacBook open to watch the launch. Keep an eye on any questions and things of that nature, and then spend the rest of the day literally just set up. If you own a business, come down and I'll basically just be there to help whoever for however long and set up for 3 or 4 hours at a coffee shop somewhere. So, but that being said, I'm not going to ramble anymore. So just keep that in mind. The direction thing when you're recording and trying to watch, don't. It's no. Be great. Stay boosted. Y'all have an amazing day. Take care. I'm here shining, 'cause I stay boosted.